Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. The joy in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv upon the news the first three hostages have been released by Hamas. The three women who were taken into custody October 7th are now back with Israeli forces. ABC's Ian Pannell has more on the ceasefire deal.
What you hear from people here, this isn't total celebration, this isn't total jubilation. Firstly, too much has happened. There's been too much death, too much division, too much suffering. But they're also where they want all the hostages home. Not all of them are alive.
At least two American citizens are set to be released in the first phase of this agreement. President Biden, speaking in South Carolina, said,
"We pray for them and their families. They're going to be a long recovery ahead."
As for the immediate steps on Israel's side of the deal, ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says,
"Israel should release around 90 Palestinian women and young men, many of whom are being held by Israel without charge."
And the fighting has stopped. This is ABC News. In Northern California, the fire at the lithium battery plant south of San Francisco appears to be out. It broke out Thursday. It caused nearby towns to be evacuated. Residents were allowed back into their Monterey County homes Friday, but told to stay indoors as the EPA monitored air quality. Olivia Trombador with the EPA said Saturday,
"Based on the monitoring that we have been doing since late the first night, we have not seen any levels of these two contaminants that would pose a risk to the public, so we're very happy to report that."
First outbreak of bird flu in a commercial flock in Georgia having a major impact, says ABC's Arena Roy.
On Wednesday, a facility in Elbert County noticing signs of bird flu in their flock, emergency management deployed to dispose and disinfect. All commercial poultry operations in a 6-mile radius placed under quarantine and will undergo surveillance testing for the next few weeks.
All statewide sales and shows have been suspended indefinitely. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 0 degrees in Richland Center. And we do have a cold weather advisory in effect until noon on Tuesday. And look for today, sun mixed with scattered clouds, breezy and very cold with a high of 2, winds northwest 10 to 18. Mostly clear and bitter cold tonight with a low of 19 below. And winds will be northwest 5 to 12. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy and frigid once again with a high of 1 and winds northwest 10 to 16. Once again, currently in Richland Center, actually our temperature now has dropped another degree and we are currently at 1 below 0.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Sunday, January 19th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report yesterday afternoon at 12:39 of a disturbance at 5th Street and East Wisconsin Street in the city of Avoca. The Avoca Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. As a result of the incident, Daniel G. Connor, 59 of Avoca, was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and strangulation and suffocation. Connor was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains in custody. While being booked into the Iowa County Jail on Thursday, a suspect violently attacked an officer. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Niles Cox, 30 of North Freedom, attacked a female corrections officer without provocation. The unprovoked assault resulted in additional charges of battery to a law enforcement officer and attempted escape. He says the corrections officer involved in this incident demonstrated exceptional professionalism and courage in the face of danger. The corrections officer was treated and released from Upland Hills Health the day of the incident. Over several days, Niall Cox had multiple contacts with law enforcement. These contacts include an arrest for operating while intoxicated first offense on Wednesday morning at 3:15 and was released early in the evening hours the same day. Criminal charges from the Dodgeville Police Department for taking a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, criminal damage to property, and attempted theft of a motor vehicle that took place on Thursday morning at around 7:20, an additional charge from the Barneveld Police Department for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and criminal damages to property around 8 o'clock Thursday morning. At 8:35 the same morning, Niles Cox was apprehended in the township of Arena by Iowa County Sheriff's deputies for the Dodgeville and Barneville charges, which brought him to the Iowa County Jail. Additional charges may be coming from the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. Niles Cox has a bond hearing in Iowa County Circuit Court on Friday and was given a $60,000 cash bond. Niles Cox will have an initial court appearance on Thursday in Iowa County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging homeowners and schools to test their properties for radon this month in honor of National Radon Action Month. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer in non-smokers and is a naturally occurring colorless and odorless gas. Health officials estimate 1 in 10 homes in the state have radon levels above EPA standards. DHS officials are also reminding residents that their local Radon Information Center may be offering reduced-cost test kits throughout January. Strong winds fueling a fast-moving fire in Southern California have caused more than 100,000 people to evacuate their homes. For those seeking to help those in need, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance offers the following tips to give thoughtfully. Be sure the charity is trustworthy. While disaster fundraising has not yet fully emerged for this tragedy, donors might check with the following BBB-accredited charities to help start their selection of organizations offering help: American Red Cross, Direct Relief, Global Giving, and Salvation Army. Look for specific fire relief activities in appeals. Be wary of relief appeals that have vague program descriptions and do not explain what activities your support will assist. Watch out for clickbait and phishing scams. Online giving scams tend to pop up after a disaster to take advantage of public sympathy. Don't click on email, text, or social media links promising to connect you to a familiar charity. Instead, go directly to the charity's website on your own. Review crowdfunding requests. Some crowdfunding sites take precautions in carefully screening, vetting, and managing postings after a disaster or tragedy. Others might not, if unsure. Review the procedures described on the site and also find out about transactions, fees, and other specifics. Verify charity registration. About 40 of the 50 states require charities to annually register. Check with your state's office of the Attorney General or Secretaries of State's office. Understand the phases of disaster relief. Most disasters go through three periods of activity: rescue, relief, and recovery. Each phase involves different activities and support. If you would like to give, a link can be found at civicmedia.us. Also, donations made there will go to Convoy of Hope, a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and is one of Forbes' top charity. Donations to Convoy of Hope are tax-deductible. The American Red Cross urges donors to make appointments to give life-saving blood or platelets to help keep the blood supply strong this winter to keep critical blood products on the shelves for patients in need. The threat of severe winter weather and an active cold and flu seasons may prevent people from keeping donations appointments. During National Blood Donor Month, the Red Cross celebrates those who generously roll up a sleeve to help save lives and urges those who are feeling well to make and keep donation appointments to help the blood supply stay on track throughout the winter. Four blood drives will be held this week. One will be held tomorrow from noon to 5 at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held on Wednesday from 10 to 3 at the Delton Fire Department in Lake Delton. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health in Baraboo. The second will be held from noon to 4 at Masonic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. To book a time or to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. WRCO News time is 12:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, we carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Attention farmers, the Bag Center in ET Foods is your go-to destination for all your agricultural needs. Take advantage of the best deals of the year by pre-ordering and prepaying for your ag plastic for 2025 season. Call 585-3171 or stop by for more details. But that's not all. ET Foods is offering unsalted butter for $3.75 a pound, or you can grab 4 pounds for just $13. Don't miss out on this week's specials, including Jimmy Dean pork sausage, Totino's party pizzas, and so much more. Conveniently located on Jaquish South Road, about 2 miles north of Ithaca, off of Highway 58. ET Foods is open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. Visit today and get some great deals and friendly service.
Offers expire January 31st, 2025.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 0 degrees at 12:15. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Thede.
A Sextonville High School graduate serves on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, Article CS7850, it was found in a historical essay. His name, Chester Almiron Fowler. He was born 1862 and died 1948. He was a lawyer and a judge born in Rubicon of what was then Dodge County. His father was a soldier in the Union Army during the Civil War. Chester's family moved to the Richland County area, and he attended Sextonville High School and is listed as one of the distinguished graduates of that school. He graduated from Whitewater Normal School in 1884. After graduating, he went on to serve 1 year as a grade school principal and then 2 years as a high school principal. It was then that he went to the University of Wisconsin, attained his Bachelor of Arts in 1889. He was admitted to the bar in 1889 and practiced law in Omaha, Nebraska from 1889 to 1894, and then he returned to Wisconsin in 1894. He set up a law practice in the offices both in Portage and Montello. He was a Democrat who was elected as a judge of the newly formed 18th Judicial District in 1905 and was successfully reelected until he was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 1929. He was filling the vacancy caused by the death of Justice A.J. Vinge. He was elected to the unexpired term in 1930 and was thereafter reelected to the high court bench until his death in 1948. Among his best-known decisions is that of the Employers Mutual Life Insurance Company versus Tollefson, in which his attack on the quote and slash or quote legal phrase was so caustic that it attracted nationwide attention. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the 1883 fire on January 28th in Richland Center.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Sunday, January 19th. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held today at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed through Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall today from now until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimple is survived by her husband, William. Four children, Jeremy Zimple, Craig and Megan Zimple, Becky and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimple and Scott Stitzer. Four grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, two nieces, Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died on Monday, January 13th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Gasper is survived by his longtime companion, Elaine Bauer, daughter, Cheryl and Joe Haverland, two grandsons, one granddaughter, five great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law, Beth Gasper, Elaine's children, Renee and Larry Hooks, and Jeffrey and Susie Bauer, Elaine's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly on Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 1 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home of Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia Ressler is survived by her husband, Terrence, two sons, Abraham and Kelsey Knuth of Ironton, and Isaac and Stephanie Knuth of Loganville, one daughter, Jenna Kruger of North Freedom, 10 grandchildren, sisters, Marie and Joseph Latica of Hillsboro, Margot and John Kruger of Reedsburg, Marjorie and Robert Bruja of Hartford, and Miriam McBain of Reedsburg. Brothers, George Spencer and Gene Spencer, both of Reedsburg. Brothers-in-law, Tommy and Deanne of Loganville. Timmy and Linnell Ressler of Reedsburg. Teddy and Tammy Ressler of Lime Ridge. And Todd and Laura Ressler of Trempolo. Sisters-in-law, Debbie Labansky of Reedsburg. Barbie and Randy Halliday of Keshena, and Doug and Kim Hoy of Baraboo. good friend Daniel Knuth of Reedsburg, many nieces and nephews, and many good friends. Marsha L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed is survived by his wife of 68 years, Millie, 6 children, Ken Theed Jr., Patty and Dayton Lebanski, Jerry and Carrie Theed, Tim Theed, Deb and Chris Pardoon, and Dan Theed, 13 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly on Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held on Wednesday, January 29th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday, January 29th from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen Marty is survived by 3 children, Butch and Rose Marty, Terry Marty, and JC and Dave Thorson, 6 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, siblings Jim and Amy Connors, Doug and Janet Connors, Dan and Lisa Connors, Mike and Shinja Connors, Betty Crasper, Karen and Mike Hotlin, Joanne Grobe, Jane Cullinan, and Mary and Larry Dans, numerous nieces and nephews, Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, February 1st, from 1 until 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Brewer is survived by his wife of 34 years, Connie, 3 children, Jennifer, Melissa, and Zach, 2 stepchildren, Jason and Emily, 8 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and his brother, Will. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Bill Peters is survived by his wife of 58 years, Patsy, daughter Cindy Schaefer, 2 sons, William D. Peters Jr. and Gary A. Peters, 8 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, many nieces and nephews. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center. Mike Malley, 74, of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse. Per Mike's wishes, no formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike is survived by his longtime girlfriend, Jane Mellum of Avoca, daughter, Angie and Mark Bremer, grandchildren, sister Vicky and John Baumkamp, brother Bob and Cindy Malley, special nephew Brian and Stacy Walsh, special friend Charlie Leffler, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mike Malley, 74, of Avoca.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, our coldest stretch of the winter season upon us right now for the next couple of days as a big Arctic high pressure area settles down across the region. Please be very careful if you must venture outside as the wind chill factors will frequently be down around 25 or 30 below zero, even as cold as 35 below zero at times at night into the early mornings. The coldest weather staying just a bit north of us where there's more snow on the ground from central Minnesota into northern Wisconsin. Some of those areas will have wind chill factors of 40 to 45 below. Now, we are expecting mainly dry weather for a couple of days. Then as the Arctic high pressure moves away toward Wednesday and Thursday, a south wind will start to pull in more moisture. Could allow for some patchy light snow or flurries. Don't expect a whole lot, though. Probably a dusting to a half inch at the most. Temperatures will be more seasonal later this week and into next weekend as well. The forecast now for the rest of today includes a cold weather advisory for most of the region until noon Tuesday. Sunshine mixed with scattered clouds. Breezy out there. Temperature topping out at 2 degrees. Northwest wind around 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, low 9 below zero. Northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and frigid once again tomorrow, high near 1. Northwest wind 10 to 16. Monday night will be the coldest with a low near 14 below zero. Wind chills could be around 35 below. West northwest wind close to 10. On Tuesday, lots of sunshine, high of 1. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy. There could be some patchy light snow or flurries. Low 5 below zero, high of 23. Thursday, mostly cloudy and seasonal. A few light snow showers are possible. Low at 12 degrees with highs in the mid-20s. Friday, mixed skies and cool. Low 9 with a high of 23. And by Saturday, partly sunny and somewhat warmer. Low 16 with a high of 32. Stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 1 below after a morning low of 8 below. Yesterday's high was 29, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1981 is 49 degrees, with a record low of 38 below set back in 1994. Last year's high was 9, with a low of 1. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:56. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:28. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 7 miles per hour. Our wind chill reading is at 14 below, and our barometric reading is 30.25, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 1 below.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
And there was wrestling action in Weston yesterday as the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invite took place. Bill Twining has a report.
The annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament was held Saturday at Weston High School. 12 teams were involved in the event, which was canceled a year ago by a snowstorm. Good weather prevailed in 2025, as did the Holman Varsity Reserves, which won the event with 208.5 points, while first-time entrant Oosterberg finished second with 197 and led the way with 4 individual champions. Riverdale also made its first appearance at Ithaca Weston, a memorable one, boasting 3 titleists and finishing third with 163.5 points. Royal Waniwak Center took fourth with 132.5, with Verona and sixth place Ithaca Weston close behind with 128 and 126, respectively. Richland Center placed seventh with 106 points. Defending champion Parkview Albany fell to eighth place with 98. Rounding out the scoring were Cambridge, the Eau Claire North Varsity Reserves, River Ridge, and Wisconsin Dells. Individual highlights came from the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Hady of Richland Center, and from 3 championships won by the Riverdale Chieftains. Hady was one of 2 individuals to win his second title at Ithaca Weston when he bested Holman sophomore Brock Needham 6-3 in overtime at 126 pounds. Needham had finished one spot ahead of Hady at the Bi-State Classic 3 weeks ago, although the two never met during the tournament. The other repeat champion was Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany, who took the top spot at 215 pounds. Both Egan and Hady are not only 2-time champions at the Ithaca Weston tournament, but also 2-time place winners at the state meet. Riverdale had 3 champions and all were dominant. Junior Brody Meese had 5 pins on the day, including one in the finals at 138 pounds. Senior Talon Childs returned to the lineup with 5 first period pins and swept to victory in the 190-pound weight class. Junior Grant Matthews had 4 pins, including one in 5 seconds, one in 9 seconds, and then one in the finals over Ethan McIntosh of Verona, the son of UW athletic director Chris McIntosh. Also winning titles Saturday were Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany, Carson Bremer of Verona, three wrestlers from the Holman Varsity Reserves, Rex Lancaster, Nathan Henderson, and Camden Thiel, and four more from Oostburg, Rigoberto Telez, Connor Mentink, Liam Richards, and Noah Banco. Here's how things went for the local teams. Ithaca Weston had four runners-up, Carrick Thompson, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Derek Franzen was fourth in his weight class, while freshman Deacon McDonough won his fifth-place match, and freshman Reed Wabshaw and sophomore Ben Otto both won seventh-place bouts. Richland Center had the tournament's most valuable wrestler and champion, Ethan Haiti. Freshman Caden Stibbe and senior Mason Jelinek each won third-place matches, while Braden Kleppe placed fourth at 285. Sophomore Brock Barrett and junior Ethan Bindle won bouts for fifth place, and freshman Blake Muller placed sixth at 144. Riverdale was led by three champions in senior Talon Childs and juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews. Sophomore Lakota Brewer also reached the finals and placed second at 132 pounds. Freshman James Schramm and Wyatt McGuire each won third-place matches. Freshman Wyatt Schramm and senior Chase McGuire each finished fourth. And a pair of teammates registered pins in winning matches for fifth place, seniors Caden Currier and Gavin Mirabelli, who won three matches returning to action for the first time since December of 2022. Royal Waniwak Center had two men in the finals and saw both Brendan Rick and Samson Degner finish second. Jackson Bender, Emerson Murray, and Trenton Fye all placed third for Royal Waniwak Center, and freshman Easton Wopat finished fourth at 126. Saturday's tournament also saw the establishment of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame, which also was delayed 1 year by last January snowstorm. Enshrined in the Hall of Fame Saturday were coaches Jim Albaugh and Steve Waterman, state champions Mark Fosterling and Sam Brandt, and eight others who wrestled in the WIAA state tournament during their days at either Ithaca or Weston: Lyle Wilds, Jim Brickle, Don Willis, John Sumwalt, Bob Lewis, Donald Koenig, Bill Larson, and John Fosterling. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, yesterday in high school basketball action, Invoice, it was Holman defeating Rochester Lords by a score of 74-65. Platteville beat Edgewood 81-61. It was Barneveld over Prairie du Chien 61-39. And Caledonia beat Mount Horeb by a score of 70-59. And West Salem defeated Toma 83-57. In girls' action, Monona Grove beat Reedsburg by a score of 61-48. It was Prairie du Chien over Barneveld, 48-40. And Oregon beat Mount Horeb by a score of 68-53. John Blackwell scored 28 points, and number 24 Wisconsin defeated Southern California 84-69 to extend its winning streak to 7 games. Max Klesmet added 18 points, and Nolan Winter, 13 for Wisconsin, who had an average margin of victory of 16.1 points during their win streak. St. Thomas led the Trojans with 19 points, and Rashawn Agee scored 15. USC, which had won its last two games, led for only 49 seconds yesterday. And also yesterday in Big Ten action, Craig Kaufman-Wren had 23 points and 11 rebounds to lead number 17 Purdue past number 13 Oregon by a score of 65-58. Also yesterday in the WIAC conference for state basketball, Stevens Point defeated Stout by a score of 87-83. It was Platteville over River Falls, 75-66. La Crosse defeated Oshkosh, 75-62. And Eau Claire beat Whitewater by a score of 99-69. And yesterday in NFL playoff action in the wild card round, the divisional round, I should say, not the wild card, the divisional round, it was the Chiefs beating the Texans 23-14, and the Commanders beat the Lions by a score of 45-31. Today's games include the Rams at the Eagles. That'll be at 2 o'clock, and then the Ravens will be at the Bills, and that will kick off at 5:30. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
100.9 WRCO.
lost a ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did, just to say we did.
That was Kenny Chesney with Just to Say We Did. Before that, we had Jamie O'Neill with I Love My Life. Our time right now is almost 12:50. We're about 3 seconds away from that. Temperature at zero. And east-northeast winds at 9 are making wind chills of 15 below. So as I said earlier, if you're out and about or if you have to travel anywhere, nice to have an emergency kit along. That way, if something happens, your car stalls or anything like that, you have something to keep you warm until you get help. And, if you don't have to go anywhere, stay in today and listen to through Adam Hest throughout the afternoon. He'll be taking over for me here shortly. And also, just a reminder, too, be sure it's this cold weather. Make sure you check on relatives, elderly, especially relatives, neighbors, and make sure they're okay and staying warm. And also, make sure your pets are nice and warm as well, too. And I'm going to be heading out here shortly and turning it over to Adam here. And I want to thank everybody for making WRCO part of your day. I'll be back tomorrow I'll be bringing you the sports at 5:20. And then I'll be bringing you some music up until high school sports tomorrow. So everybody have a great day. Stay warm. And most of all, please stay safe.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Said he was in the war, went in the Navy. Lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, how how you keep from going crazy. He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled, said, I raised my hand. What I can see, oh, I believe. A few years later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye, said, I raised my hands, bow my head, finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I could see. I can't quote the book, the chapter, or the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced the longer
My name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. The ceasefire agreement in Gaza is in effect. Israeli Defense Forces confirming that 3 Israeli hostages released today are meeting with their mothers at an area set up for hostages near the border with Gaza. President Biden speaking from South Carolina on the aid expected to start today.
Today alone, we anticipate several hundred trucks will enter the Gaza Strip as I'm speaking. And after so much pain, destruction, loss of life, today...